The Rio Del City Council effectively blocked any reconsideration of the previously failed commercial cannabis tax measure at their August 2nd meeting. Prior to that vote, the council sought to fill two regular positions and one alternate on the Planning Commission. The city had received six applications according to their public agenda, however, the council chose from a pool of seven. An application for the former Rio Del building inspector, Arnold Kemp, was not included in the agenda packet and his name was not listed as one of the applicants. Nevertheless, the council appointed Kemp and local developer Brian Richter as regular members of the Planning Commission, with Sandy Blakely as alternate. The council then debated whether or not to open the defeated commercial cannabis tax measure for reconsideration. The city attorney, Russell Gans, explained the procedural process that the council would need to follow if they wanted to bring the measure back up for consideration. Members of the public addressed the council for and against reconsidering the tax measure, which would have then gone to the voters for approval. The council then voted, but did not meet the threshold required, which effectively blocked any reconsideration of the tax measure. Next, the council debated whether or not to place a non-binding public advisory vote on the November ballot in order to gauge support for any future commercial medical cannabis ordinance. The council members debated the language for the proposed ballot measure. Mayor Frank Wilson reads the text of the approved ballot question.
I'll read it to you. Should the city of Rio Del, by the necessary and appropriate action, permit commercial cannabis business activity, including cannabis cultivation, testing and processing and sales within the area of the city that is located to the north of the Heel River and commonly referred to as the Sawmill Annexation Area, if that activity is subject to local taxation?
The council voted 4-1 to place the question on the November ballot, with Councilmember Tim Marks voting against the public advisory vote. The ballot already includes a statewide measure to legalize recreational cannabis use by adults and a county commercial cannabis tax measure going to the voters. The council is scheduled to discuss the future plans for a commercial medical cannabis ordinance in Rio Del at their next regular meeting. The city council could direct staff to continue working on an ordinance restricted solely to the Eel River Sawmill annexation area, or they could decide to stop all consideration of an ordinance. Even if an ordinance is eventually approved, taxes cannot be levied until they are approved by a public vote. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be August 16th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The meeting will include a presentation on water and sewer rates by Bartle Wells, as described by Finance Director Brooke Woodcox.
It'll be a combination between, I'll have the financial information, Bartles and Wells will come with the expert information on set RV rates or any other questions that you might have related to sewer rate studies. And as you know, Bartles and Wells did not do the water rate study, so they'll mainly be answering for sewer rates.
The city has been looking at the fees being charged to the local RV park with the recent increase in water rates. The presentation will also include information on sewer rates in general. Video of the meeting and the public documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.